Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Mem Hei. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel, the second to last line on page Kuf Tzadiches. We're about to turn on to page 396. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Chorim Shebiksalim Klapi Rosh Hasharabim, holes that are in a wall that are facing Rosh Hasharabim, Imheim Gvoim Lamalo Meishlosha Einam Karosh Hasharabim. If they are above three from the ground, they are not considered Rosh Hasharabim. Ela Nidonim Lefimi Dosehem, rather they are judged based on their measurements. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatam Hey Klapi Rosh Hasharabim, Ratzalomar means to say, the Einam Ovrim Klapi Pnim. They only are on the outside of the wall. They don't go all the way through to the inside. The Im Ovrim Klapi Pnim. Because if they would go all the way through to the inside, Dinam Kechori Rosh Hashayachud, they would have the din of the holes of Rosh Hashayachud that we learned earlier in Sifdal that has the din of Rosh Hashayachud. Sifkatan Membav. If they are Lamala Mishlosha, so then they don't get a din of Rosh Hasharabim. The lamata mishlosha, because if it's under three, afilu heim rechavim arba al arba, even if it's 4x4, length by width, if it's less than three, nechshavim kekarko Rosh Hasharabim, it's still considered just part of the ground of Rosh Hasharabim. The kanal bereish sif yud, like we learned earlier in the beginning of sif yud. So he said if the hole is only on the outside, it's above three tefachim from the ground, we judge a lefimi doseyim, says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin, the artil el besivkotan yud gimel ayin shom. We already explained this earlier in sivkotan yud gimel, yud aleph rather. That's where we explained if it's between 3 and 10, and it's 4 by 4, so then it'll be a carmelist, less than 4 by 5, which is a mokum ptur, and we discussed over there, over 10 would be rosh sayachid, ayin shom. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif yud dalud, ezehu carmelist, what is a carmelist? Mokom she'ein hiloch l'rabim, it is a place that is not for the walking of the public. Kegon yom, for example, a sea, ubika, or a large open area of fields. V'itz devonis, v'itz deva, she'lifnei ha'amudim b'rishus harabim. And it's the devona and the itz deva, which we'll see in a second what they are, that are in front of the pillars in the rishus harabim. V'hirachava arba'a, and they're 4x4. V'gavoa mishlosha v'arasara, and they are between 3 and 10 tefachim in height. So as we learned earlier, so Carmelis is between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim length by width. So that's what we're saying over here by the itztaba and the itztavanis. And what are they? Says the Rama, Perush, itztavanis is mokum shelifnei achanuyos. It is the place in front of the stores, sheyoshvin sham hasocharim. That's where the merchants are sitting. The itztaba hu mokum shemanichet ola pragmatia. Those are the platforms in which they place down their merchandise. So if those itztavanis or itztaba that are in front of the amudim or shesarabim are 4x4 and they're between 3 and 10, they also get a din of a carmelis that is besides the sea and the bika that were mentioned before. Another case, Vikeren Zavis Asmucha L'Rosh Hasharabim. Literally, that means a corner that is close to Rosh Hasharabim. But the Ramo explains what it is, and the Mishnah Berurah adds another case that's possibly what it is. Kegon, for example, Mavo Shiyesh Lohem Shalosh Mechitzos. It's an alleyway that has three walls. Ve'ein Lohem Lechi Okora Berevius. And there's nothing on the fourth side. There's no lechi, no standing post. There's no korah that goes from wall to wall on the fourth side. The fourth side is totally open. That will also be considered a carmelis. That's how the Rama explains the case of the Mechaber of the Keren Zavis Asmucha L'Rosh Hasharabim. Continues the Mechaber, other cases of carmelis. U'Rosh Hasharabim Shumakora. It's a regular Rosh Hasharabim, but it's covered. As we learned before, one of the criteria of a Rosh Hasharabim is that it's not covered. There's no roof over it. So if it has all the criteria of a Rosh Hasharabim, but it has a roof over it, that makes it a carmelis. Another case. Vitel Shiyeshbo Arba al Arba. It's a mound that has length by width, 4x4 tefachim. Ve'eno Gavoa Asara. And it's not 10 tefachim high. V'chein chorich hu arba l'arba v'ena amok asara. And so too, any kind of ditch that's 4x4 but does not go 10 tefachim deep. Those are all the examples of carmelis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Memches, the first example was kigon yom, like the sea. V'hu adin nahar, zokta Mishnah Berurah, a nahar, a river, is also considered a carmelis. Again, just a summary before we get into all the details of what is a karmelis. A karmelis has a din that it's asam midirabbanan to carry from it to rishus harabim and from it to rishus hayochid. So that is a special rishus dirabbanan that there's no daraisa there. Everything would be dirabbanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afa gav d'maya lo mevatli mechitza. We had just learned in Sifir Aleph that water is not mevatli mechitza. We said if you have a pit and it's 10 tfachim deep, and it's 4x4 tfachim length by width, it's a rishus hayochid, even if it's filled with water, because the water is see-through and you can still see the walls. So says the Chavetz Chaim, why over here do we say a body of water is going to be a karmelis? Why don't we say it's a rishus hayochid, it has walls around it, so there are two pshatim. Number one, Yesh Lomar, the kol charet she'eno meshupa kedei she'eslake gova asara tfachim mitoch arba amas lo'avi rishus hayochid. Like we learned earlier in the beginning of the simon, any ditch that the walls are not sloped steep enough, they don't reach the height of 10 tfachim over a span of 4 amos, that does not get a din of rishus hayochid. Umatsuihu, and it is common, she'eitzel svaso, that the sea towards the edges, eino amok kol kach tekev, it doesn't have such a steep drop. And therefore, by the walls, by the sides, it does not have the criteria of being 10 tefachim high over a span of 4 amos, and therefore it cannot be a rishus hayochid. Kain kasva Magen Avram, that is the reason of the Magen Avram. So again, the Magen Avram says that a yam is not considered a rishus hayochid, even though it has walls around it, because simply stated, the walls are not steep enough. Uba Me'iri Nizkar Atan, the Me'iri brings a different reason. Mishum da hamechitzos rechoko zumi zuma od. Because when it comes to a sea, the walls are very far apart from each other. Therefore, einan mitzarfos. Therefore, they don't combine lasos mashia b'neim rishus hayochid to make the area in between them into rishus hayochid. Lefizeh, according to this, afilu im eitzel svasa hu amok. Even if it is a very steep drop, and there are good walls there, according to the Meiri, gam kein einu rishus hayochid ben atora mitam zeh. So though according to the Magen Avraham, if you know for a fact there are steep walls, it would have a din of rishus hayochid. According to the Meiri, it doesn't matter how steep they are, since they are far away from each other, it is not considered rishus hayochid. That's by a yam. What about a nahar, which is much more narrow? Says the Chavetz Chaim, afagav d'shtei mechitzos einam rechokos umizu. Even though the two walls on the side are in fact not so far from each other, kevan de'idoch hashnayim, since the other two walls in the beginning of the river, the end of the river, heim rechokos umizu kama parsos, they're a number of parsos away from each other, they're very spread out, einam mitzarfos le'elu hashnayim, those two walls do not combine with the other ones to make it into a shayachid, and therefore a river will be a karmelis as well, even lefi the Meiri. V'afilu lefi divrei ha-Magen Avraham. And even according to the words of the Magen Avraham, that again said if it's very steep, it's counted as a mechitza and it's counted as a rishus hayochid. Midirabbanan karmel ashavi b'chol inyan. Even if it has the proper measurements in the wall, it's still midirabbanan will be a karmelis in all cases. Kemo shemuchach mimenu b'sodvar, like it is clear from the end of his words. So even though really it has the criteria of being a rishus hayochid because it's very steep, l'maisa, this kind of body of water, even according to Magen Avraham, would midirabbanan be a karmelis, even though midaraisa it is a rishus hayochid. V'im hoyo rekak mayim b'rishus harabim. If there was some kind of little body of water that was in the middle of Rosh Hasharabim, or Rosh Hasharabim halachas bo, it has on both sides of Rosh Hasharabim and punked in the middle, they have this little pond of water. So in eina amuka asar tfachim, if it's not 10 tfachim deep, afal pish she'ena rechava arba tfachim, even if it's not 4 tfachim wide, v'al yidei ze rov medalgin aleha, and because of that, most people are jumping over it, the ein mahalchim esochel, they're not walking through it, afal pikein havi Rosh Hasharabim. Since it is surrounded by Rosh Hasharabim, it gets the din of Rosh Hasharabim, even though people are not walking through it. V'hu adinim haya daf munach al rakak. The same thing is true if you put some kind of board over this rakak of mayim, ubnei adam over maleh, and the people are walking over the board, still the rakak have a Rosh Hasharabim, it still has a din of Rosh Hasharabim. Uberashi daf kuf mash mitzas. From Rashi, it's mashma a little bit. The lo havi Rosh Hasharabim, Elohim kein harbim, and the adam over besocha. According to Rashi, it's mashma if they jump over it, it does not get a din of Rosh Hasharabim. It's only if the rabbim actually walks through this puddle or this pond, then the rakak hamayim gets a din of Rosh Hasharabim. V'im ha-rakak ha-muka asara. If this rakak is 10 tfachim deep, urechav arba tfachim and it's 4 tfachim wide, have a karmelis kemoyom, then it gets the din of a karmelis like the sea that we discussed before. V'ayim reprimi gadim mistapik lomar. Look in the primi gadim who has a suffix to say, dirak lechumra have a karmelis. Only lechumra will say it's a karmelis, shalol lehotzi mitochol rishis hayochid. You can't carry from it to rishis hayochid, ava minatoro rishis hayochid hu, but midaraisa, it would be rishis hayochid. The maisa, it has the walls, it has the criteria, it has the dimensions, daraisa will be rishis hayochid, but the Rabbanan said, it gets the din of a karmelis to go l'chumra. Case number two of the mechaber of a karmelis is a bika. Sifkata memtes mokom sados. It's a place of field she'ein mukov mechitzos that's not surrounded by walls. Then we mentioned the itztavonis and the itztaba that were in front of the amudim rishas harabim. Saktim ishabura sifkata nun amudim heim ha'omdim rishas harabim. These amudim are the pillars that are standing rishas harabim. Vitolin behen ha'tagorin pragmatia. And the merchants are hanging on these pillars, their merchandise. The etzlom hoyu ha'itz the bows, and next to them were the platforms. V'hinei midivrei ha'mechaber shelo zocher din debein ha'amudim. The fact that the mechaber does not mention the din of between the pillars, it's mashma desvirle debein ha'amudim atzma nidom v'shrabim. It doesn't say that between the amudim has the din of a karmelis. It just says the amudim have a din of a karmelis. So it is mashma from the mechaber that between the amudim would have a din of rishas harabim kedas harambam. Like the sheet of the Rambam, Malav Rov HaPoskim Pasku Degam Bein HaAmudim. But most Poskim argue and they say that even between the pillars, Af Al Gav De Zimnin De Darsi Rabim, even though sometimes many people from the Rabim are passing through, Kevan She'en HaHiluch Noach Kokach, since it's not so easy to walk through there, Shehoyu HaAmudim Harbe, because there were many pillars, Ba'orech V'rochev Zeshlo Kenegetzeh, they weren't very organized, they were all over the length and the width, it was very hard to walk through. Still, most Poskim hold on like the Rambam, therefore, even a lot of people walk through there, but it's not so easy. Memela ke karmelis damya, it gets it in of a karmelis. Sivkata nun aleph, in explaining the dimensions of the itztavonis or the itztaba or the amudim and rishas harabim to be a karmelis, we said it has to be 4 tefachim wide and between 3 and 10 tefachim high. Says the Mishabura nun aleph v'hi rechava v'hu adin le'inyan itztavonis. This is being mentioned by the itztaba. The same thing is true lagabi the mechaber's case of the itztavonis. Arba v'gavoa, it has to be 4 by 4 and between 3 and 10. The be'ena rochava arba he makom p'tur. If it's not 4 by 4, it automatically gets the din of a makom p'tur. V'ena gavoa shlosh, if it's not 3 tefachim high, he rishas harabim. Since, like we said before, in rishas harabim, less than 3 is batal to rishas harabim. If it's less than 3, it's batal to rishas harabim, and it gets the din of rishas harabim. V'im gavoa asara, he rishus hayochid, and if it's 4 by 4 and over 10, as we know, it has a din of rishus hayochid. V'kanal the sif yud, sif katon nun gimel the arasara. So to be a karmelis, it has to be between 3 and 10. Umari b'she'ein rabim mekasvin oleha. We're talking about a case where the rabim is not unloading their packages on it. The ilav hachi, because if not so betisha, if it will be 9 tefachim high. V'chein mitisha arasara l'dasa yesh omrim hanal b'sif yud. And even between 9 and 10, according to the yesh omrim that we had earlier in sif yud, have irish rabim. Because if it's 9 tefachim exactly according to one shita, or between 9 and 10, and the rabim drop off their loads there, and it's in Rosh Hashanah, we said that would also get it in Rosh Hashanah. So if it's a karmelis, it has to be between 3 and 10, and it's not being unloaded upon if it is 9 or higher. Sivkoto nun dalid. So the Mechaber said that a keren zovis asmuch al Rosh Hashanah, and the Ramah said the example was a mavui that has only 3 walls. V'yesh od pirish barashi. Rashi gives another pshat in this case of a keren zovis. Kigon shehichnes abayis lesocho. For example, a person brought his house back. V'hiniach mikarkol rishus harabim. So he moved this out. If you look at the picture by note 40, you see there are 3 houses. The middle house is moved back, and he left some of his area to the rishus harabim. That area in front of his house would have a din of a karmelis when the houses are not attached to each other. In the diagram, they're attached to each other. In note 40, he writes, v'im yesh l'mokom zeh. Gimel mechitzas machmas abatim mekifan oso kazeh. According to this picture, where there are mamish 3 walls around that area where the houses move back, so there the Shon Halachos writes, b'shem the Chazanish, Shilafia Shito Shain Hilach Rabbim Mavatalas Machitzos. According to the Shita that says, when the Rabbim walked here, it's not Mavatal Machitzos, he tochin Shadino Kosher Zayachid, that would have a din of Kosher Zayachid. We're talking about a case where the houses are not attached. So you don't have three walls around the area, you just have one house moved back, the area in front of the house would be a Carmelus, and that's how Rashi explains the case of a Karen Zavis Hasmucha L'Rishus Rabbim. Inami, another case says in Mishabura, Bayush Aponav Omid Balachson, we don't have a picture of this, but it's a house that's on a diagonal. Shezavis Echot Smuchal Rosh Sarabim, one corner of the house is facing towards Rosh Sarabim. Vehashenis Meshucha Mirish Sarabim Lefnim, and the other end of the house is drawn inward away from the Rosh Sarabim. Vizavis Haboletes Ma'akevis Sarabim, the corner of the house that sticks out is preventing the Rabim Milukones Lehedya Besoch Knisa Shozavis Acheris. It prevents passage through there, and that would give it a din of a Carmelus over there as well. Sivkata Nunhei. We said in the case of the Ramah, a Mavli that has three walls, no Lechi and no Kor on the fourth side. De'i haya Lechi. Because if there was a Lechi on the fourth side, again, which is a standing post by one of the walls, haya Rashus Hayachud Gomor Minatoril in Zrika. Then this Mavli would have a din of a Rashus Hayachud 100% to a Raisa Lagabi throwing inside. Shahazorik mi Rashus Harabim Lasocha Chayiv. If you threw from Rashus Harabim into that Rashus Hayachud, you would be Chayiv Achatos. Vikam Shayamutu Latata Basocha Kechor Rashus Hayachud. Not only would you be Chayiv to throw from Rashus Harabim into the air, you would even be allowed to carry within that area, because it would be 100% a Rashus Hayachud if it had a Lechi. Tekaimalon Lechi Mishum Mechitza. We hold a Lechi on the fourth side, counts as a bechitza, it counts as a fourth wall. Va'afilu we have a shomra korah. Even if you didn't have a lechi, but you have a korah, a beam going from wall to wall on the fourth side, to have a rak mishum hakera, there we say it's not counting as a mechitza, it's only counting as a sign that you know not to carry out into Rosh Sarabim. So al kaponim l'kuyama Roshus HaYachar hu l'inyan tiltul. At the very least, according to everyone, that mavui with three walls and one korah on the fourth side would get a din of Rosh Hashayachah l'gabe tiltul, l'taltal b'socho k'mo b'shar Rosh Hashayachah, that you would be allowed to carry freely in there like any other Rosh Hashayachah. V'kol zehu rak l'das ha-Rambam. However, all this that we just mentioned is only l'fi the sheet of the Rambam. Aval l'sharei poskim, but according to the other poskim, al yidei shalosh mechitzos naser Rosh Hashayachah gomer min ha-Torah. Just three walls along with no closing up of the fourth side is already getting a din of Rishus Hayochid Daraisa. V'hazorek Mishus Harabim L'socha Chayiv. And if you throw from Rishus Harabim into a Mavui that has only three walls, nothing on the fourth side, you'll be Chayiv. Elu Le'inyan Tiltul Aser Midrabbanan Kekarmelis. Just, we're not going to give you the leniencies of a Rosh Hashayach with only three walls to allow you to carry there. Then we would say it's asur midrabbanan to carry there as if it is a Carmelus. Sivkata Nunvav, the next case of the Mechaber was any Rosh Hashayach that is covered on top. De'enu dome ledigle midbar. It is not like the traveling of the Degolim in the midbar. Shalohayim makor milamalo. They were not covered on top. Sivkata Nun Zayin is going on the last case, the second to last case, the tail, which is the classic case of a Carmelus, which is 4x4 and between 3 and 10 tefachim high. Sheyesh bo arba l'arba'a, the ilav hachi have a makum p'tur. Because again, if the tail does not have 4x4 length by width, it would not be a Carmelus, it would be a makum p'tur. Kidl akameh b'sif yotes, like we'll see soon in sif yotes. Sivkata Nun Ches v'ena gvo asar, it has to be height between 3 and 10 tefachim, it can't be higher than 10. V'imhoya b'tzimtzum tisha, if it was exactly 9, ayin l'el b'sif yotes, that's what we mentioned before. If it's exactly 9, it's in the Rosh Hashanah, it's 4x4, Radma Merkasan Olav, then it will get a din of a Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, it would get the din, like we're saying over here, of a Carmelus, because it was between 3 and 10, it's 4x4 Tfachim. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, with Siv Tezvav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.